Blackstone Audio presents Hidden Moon by James Church. For Mr. Kaufman, with thanks. Part 1. Chapter 1. The afternoon lay strangled in a gloom of Chinese dust. Brown light, brown shadows twisted slowly over a naked riverbed. A kilometer or so beyond, distances were hard to judge against the dim, muddied horizon, a dirt path struggled up a hillside, pulling a reluctant village of broken, brown-roofed houses. A crumbling embankment crept by. A man's head appeared. His blank eyes stared into the passing windows, then looked away, his face dusty, lungs and mouth and teeth and thoughts all gone to brown dust. Suddenly, laughter broke out in the coach. A few passengers moved to get a better view. One woman, her voice too loud, shouted, "There!" From nowhere, a flash of color became the shiny red boots of a small girl. Her hair flying behind, arms pumping, breathlessly leaping, soaring across a single patch of newly turned black furrowed earth. The girl waved, both hands above her head. The passengers clapped and knocked on the windows. The whistle sounded. For a moment, it pierced the shroud, and then suddenly, it was gone. People returned to their reading, sleeping, drinking tea, anything to make the time pass. The train creaked around a bend. The red boots disappeared from view. One or two watched for another sign of spring, a forsythia bud or the faint feathered green of a distant willow. But there was nothing to see besides the wind, wandering through fields of rotting brown stubble.